Yes! Welcome, everybody, to the X1 Bros, where we're not into politics. So if you want to escape from the State of the Union, which was tonight, then, let's come talk video games.
And yeah.
We get into...
I wonder what the turnover is on State of the Union viewers to X1 Bros.
To X1 Bros. It's probably pretty high.
Yeah, I bet it's high.
It's probably pretty high.
They're like, it's great, the X1.
Everyone's like, hey, let's go watch something.
We're like the new episode...
positive.
We're like the new episode after the Super Bowl that everybody stays and watches,
I heard that's true, actually. Yeah. We are. Welcome, everybody. It's been a big week. We had the partnership preview or the Xbox partner preview show this week. It was 30 minutes. It was very nicely done. I thought it illustrates, and I think it illustrates the power that is Game Pass. Here's why. Because Xbox can show off third-party games and they don't have to have any kind of timed exclusive deal with them or anything like that. And they could say, hey, this is on Game Pass now. Now I know that there's deals with Game Pass, but it's much different. They don't care if these games are on other consoles because it being on Game Pass. Every time that came up during this preview, I was like, yes, yes.
Came up a lot.
Came up quite a few times. Five different games, I believe. Five different games there. So we'll get into that. Before we do, though, welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us here live. If you've never joined us live before, we go live every single Thursday over here on YouTube, youtube.com/X1Bros. If you've never joined us live, come do so. It's a good time. We're better looking than we sound.
Yeah. I've heard that too.
You just cut off. What was it? What is something wrong?
No, that's
no. He
that's
was waiting was for us to respond. It got kind of awkward.
Oh, awkward. Yeah. Okay. Hey, David. It's good to be here.
It's good. But come join us live. Come join a membership. If you support the show, you can hit the membership button, get a sweet loyalty badge, and see our behind the scenes. Which today we're going to talk about in our members lounge Dune Part 2 because I've not seen it. I saw it, and we're going to talk about it. And I saw it. I saw it hard. I watched it hard with my eyeballs.
Good for you. Yeah.
Let's get into the partner preview, though, because this is it. This first game, I was like, oh. And this has been out before. Like, I've seen teasers of this, but this is like, oh, it's Assassin's Creed with a magic lady. And I like it. That's what it is, right?
Worse animations. I'm sure this is like a preview, so they haven't fully fleshed out the animations.
The
animations do not look like like they're done.
Yeah, so this is Awaken or Unknown 9 is what this game is. And this was the first game out of the gate for the preview show.
This is the one that a lot of people are excited for.
Yeah, Unknown 9 Awakening looks very cool. Bandai Namco crushing it. Absolutely. In my notes here, I did say Assassin's Creed like girl game.
Oh, good for you. Okay. This must be the game we're talking about.
Yeah, this is definitely it. Let's just go through and give I thought it went really well. The game that stood out to me is The Altars. The Altars is fascinating to me. The Altars looks good. It looks interesting. The Altars is this survival game where you're on a planet in a giant tire, it looks like, and you have to clone yourself. You get stranded there in order to survive, and each part of you... Like when every time you clone yourself to operate different parts, it takes a part of your personality. So each part of you is only good at one thing or is better at one thing than the other. It's not the full you. And that looks interesting to me. That looks fascinating. That is coming to Game Pass. That's my game. Overall, I thought it was really well, though. Very excited about these games. Very excited about Game Pass. Jordan, how about yourself?
Yes. I am also very excited about Game Pass. Good. No, I thought it was good. I like the format. Is this the second one they've done? Of the partner,
it is number two
preview pro or partner two. Program.
Yeah,
I like
30 minutes.
Yeah, I just like the going into games. Hey, this is what's coming. Yeah. This year or this year and a little bit beyond. Actually, were they all this year?
It was all no.
There was a
all
couple the, that were. There was
one,
a couple.
All, yeah. No, all were 2024.
Except
this one is TBA.
Oh,
this is sleight of hand. This is the only one.
So it still could be 2024. So I thought there was, maybe it's this one I'm thinking of, the sleight of hand. I thought there was one that went into,
a third-person stealth sim coming to Game Pass.
Yeah, that's cool.
Super
Isn't it like a deck builder, too?
It looked like, you play cards somehow. Yeah.
I saw her use cards.
I think when I was reading people, like the news stories after the thing, I think it was described as a deck builder.
Yeah, here it is. So, the Altars. I don't know why this does it to me, but it does. I also get some Death Stranding vibes from this, especially at the beginning when he's walking through.
Yeah, but overall, I thought it was a good show. It's just, it goes game after game after game, and it just kind of gives you a snippet of what's coming this year on Xbox. And like you said, Game Pass, this one, The Altars being one of the ones that's on Game Pass.
I think it looks so cool. There's a giant tire home. I want to build my home on a tire.
What? Why would you want to do that?
So I can move around like these guys do.
Oh. It's like the next you never step know. Of a mobile home.
You never know. Never. Oh. Look, this is where Death Stranding vibes. The way he walks is funny to me. But anyways, what about this thought, Spicy? As I'm watching this, I'm thinking, no wonder I'm going to say something that's going to make people in the comments after this video goes live angry. So this is for you guys.
Oh, great. Here we go.
As I'm watching this, I'm thinking to myself, no wonder PlayStation's nervous. Because mm-hmm. you can see as it's like Game Pass is this boulder that has started to roll down a hill. And at some point, it picks up so much momentum that it crushes everything in its path. And I feel like we're just right before that point. And you can see you have a conference of Xbox first party studios. Here's the games that are coming out this year. Game Pass. Then we go to a partner program. Out of 10 games we show off, I don't know how many games we showed off total, half of them are coming to Game Pass. Then you have another one. The next one we're going to have Activision Blizzard. We're going to be talking about that again. And you can just see how eventually it's this content machine.
12 games,
five of them. Actually, technically seven because they talked about two of them that are on Game Pass that were bonuses. But I can just – you can see the momentum here with Game Pass. You can see why – Game Pass, it doesn't matter about first-party studios as much because even something like this benefits you. Sony could do the same thing here. Nintendo could do the same thing here. And it doesn't matter. It'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting all these games too. Indeed, a PlayStation guy can watch this and say, yeah, I'm getting these games too. This is going to be awesome. Except for Xbox and Alba say, yeah, but it's on Game Pass. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, but most, this is coming to yeah. Game Pass.
Game Pass is the
And
draw.
I just feel like we're like the stone has started to roll. Mm-hmm. And as it gets rolling here, it's going to start to become unstoppable. But Spicy, anyways, I digress. Thoughts on that?
Thoughts on what you
said? Am I a crazy person for thinking that? Did anyone have similar thoughts to that, or am I just thinking crazy?
I think you've asked me like three questions, and then you have kept talking.
Go ahead. I'm like Joe Biden. I'm on crack tonight.
Okay. So
just to get through the show, that's what I do. This is my crack.
What
right
was
here.
The first question? Well, say a question to me. Like, do I agree with what you said? Sure.
Just the thought. Yeah, that as Game Pass gets rolling, I don't know how the competition stacks up. Like, it's gonna be very interesting to see because eventually there's momentum that's unstoppable here.
Well, but see, I mean, there is the you go one or the other. Most people that are. You know, that work hard and have jobs and stuff like that, they save up and hopefully they can afford both consoles.
Yeah.
Or all three consoles.
It is the Game Pass. Beautiful.
Yeah. So I guess it's the ones we're talking about are the ones that can only get one console and that's what they choose. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing, though. PlayStation is still, they make great games. They really do. That's still a viable strategy. I think that it can still work. I think that this subscription base is also a viable strategy.
Yeah, but even PlayStation has admitted that the AAA model is not a viable strategy. That going forward,
it costs too much like for too little return.
Yeah, it's just unsustainable at this point. And so even PlayStation is adjusting. But meantime, Microsoft has already been doing this for years, and we're starting to see that momentum.
Well, it's not a viable strategy if you only release games once every 3 years.
Well, that's the hard thing. I mean, think about with the last generation of on PlayStation 4, how many E3s in a row did we see God of War?
Yeah, that's true.
Before we got God of War.
Yeah, but it, I mean, when it came out. But see, that's the thing. That's that game will get you to purchase a PlayStation.
No, it's true. It's true.
And mm-hmm. so that's. I mean, if Xbox is in the software game right now, which they're still in the hardware game, but they're leaning heavily on the software subscription. Then PlayStation leans heavily on the hardware side of things. So I guess if you're telling me though that they said, you know what, it's not our strategy sucks. Apparently is
yeah. Sony and their the new CEO.
What did they say? I don't know.
Just
what
they said. Just that
they didn't say their strategy sucks.
No, they're taking a look at their studios do good things, but their studios are not efficient, and that we can't. It's unsustainable the cost of games, basically. Everybody. That's Phil Spencer said that. Phil Spencer said that as well. That it's just.
But for the context of that though, is he talking about a $70 versus a $60, or is he talking about versus hardware?
He's talking about the current games costing AAA games costing $400 million for the amount of consoles that are being sold.
Okay.
Compared.
So that's what, okay, yeah. I'd have to look
and the,
up that.
And the time. And the time. Time was a big thing that he focused
it
on.
It was in an interview or something?
It was in the earnings call.
Yeah.
Like their it was their business thing before, after Xbox had already, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
When,
remember?
Yeah.
Okay. They came out and said the same thing and no one got
softened the ground for them. Yeah. Well, which, by the way, can we talk? We'll get to this later, but 30 frames a second, Starfield getting raked over the coals for it led the way for everybody because now all of a sudden 30 frames a second is no big deal for games like, oh, I don't know, Dragon's Dogma or
uncapped
or any game that also comes to PlayStation.
It may get up to 34, 35. It is uncapped.
That word, that's a big word. That's the difference between Sony and Microsoft.
Yeah, we uncapped it. It may get up there. So, which I mean, to me is disappointing. It's why I play Starfield on the PC, higher frame rate. I like the higher rate. It's why I play Pal World on the PC. It's why I like the Xbox app on the PC because I can still get my achievements. It's all cross play, cross save, which is great. But yes, Dragon's Dogma, which is probably the game I'm most looking forward to this month.
This
end
month,
of the month,
baby.
And it's it's
that sucks. That bad, so let's be real.
That bad boy sucks. No, it does. It does.
That's a bummer.
It's terrible, but it's
2005.
I mean, you might bump up to 40.
No. Then they would have said 40 uncapped.
Yeah, they would.
And then you'd have to get some weird television that has different hertz to handle a weird frame rate.
No, yeah, it's for those that don't know, Dragon's Dogma has announced a uncapped frame rate, but everybody says that they're hovering around 30-ish, like uncapped. So, you know, 31, 32, you know.
Excuse me.
So I'm just hoping it's consistent.
Well, that's variable frame rate sucks.
Now I'm hoping it's just consistent.
Until you get up like above 90, when it changes, because above 90, you really don't. I mean, you notice, but it's not like game breaking noticing. Mm-hmm. But when it dips at the, like when it's 30 and it dips to 26, mm-hmm. you feel that. You feel that hard. That's like a 15% change in frame rate. Yeah, if you
might have to play with motion blur.
I would rather have it be a solid steady the whole way at 30. That's not what I want, but I would rather have it be that than fluctuate from 34 to 26. Mm-hmm. That cuz that's when you're in the middle of a dodge roll in Dark Souls.
And you'll have to keep your motion blur on to hide those tears.
And it just doesn't it's not meant. I don't know.
Oh, and that's the other one. That's right.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII Rebirth also 30 frames per second. Where's the outrage at that one?
Well, that's
They have a 60 mode.
It's pretty. I mean, oh, hold on. Let me snooze.
Yeah, double
this.
Check that. They have a 60 mode.
Let me snooze that. We almost lost our strength.
Can you double check that? Because they have a 60 mode. I'm pretty positive they have a 60 mode.
Pretty positive you're wrong.
Well, I believe they have a performance mode.
I mean, it's pretty clear that there is journalism bias, so it just doesn't matter. It's about
100%.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, it's obvious. Unless like YouTube algorithms want me to get upset, and it only shows me the other. You know, like
there is performance mode. He's right.
Of course, I'm right.
Wait,
it's Final Fantasy.
Sorry. I apologize.
They know what they're doing.
Anyways, back to your questions, David. So. The question was, is Game Pass the future? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I must be the only one. I just feel like watching this, that it's starting to feel like the momentum is going. And I can see how, you know, Xbox is easily able to rotate. Here's a first party. Here's five first party studios that we focus on. A month later, here's our partnership program that we focus on. A month after that, here's five more Activision Blizzard games that we focus on. You know what I mean? And it's like boom, 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 boom. And it's just... unstop. It just becomes the momentum becomes too much, and it's content constantly. Meanwhile, PlayStation 5, for instance, had their conference, and they didn't have a game announced this year.
Yeah, well, no, I think you're
or a major first party title. Rather,
I think you're right. I mean, Game Pass grows its value every time a game is added.
Yeah,
so I think you're right, and I mean, look at Game Pass now compared to when it was first announced. Look how different it is, I think that's where Microsoft has their advantage. If PlayStation or Nintendo or any other game company out there, Steam, who knows? I think this is where Microsoft has the advantage because they've already gone through the growing pains.
Yeah, that's where it's at.
I think they've established their system. They know what works, and they're pushing.
Yeah, I'm not saying this to dunk on PlayStation at all. It's just an observation for me. I can't help but think at some point, this gets away from you. So I'm going to be very curious to see what others do as a response and the direction that they go.
Well, and I think behind the scenes, people are looking at different stuff. I think we've heard leaks and rumors of different companies looking at different ideas for their version of it, version of a subscription service.
Spice, any games stand out to you, though, in this that you really liked?
Yeah, Persona 3 coming out with their expansion as a perk.
Yeah, what do you think of that? And that's as a perk on Game Pass.
That's pretty cool.
The expansion, the expansion pass, so three expansions.
Yeah, I'm in the time that I have when I'm not playing Baldur's Gate with Jordan, that's the game I'm playing.
You really like high school coming of age games, don't you?
Who doesn't? The first one you played was a little much for me. This one's isn't your grandma's high
who's
school.
Who's the guy in the dream world? Who's the guy in the dream world that's like
the big nose guy?
The big nose guy.
Oh, he's so awesome.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's cool. Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember his name, but yeah, I actually love the art style of that game. It's just funny. That's really funny you bring that up, but it's not like that at all. I'm not writing in my journal and having all the drama from being a teenage girl growing up in a new high school.
The drama that does happen, you actually enjoy. You're like, oh, okay, yeah.
This is like drama, like, hey, I need to fight this evil teacher.
I'm not
going to
say how they do it, but the first time, because this is, I played 10 minutes of Persona 5. So this is like, Persona 3 was my first real Persona game. The first time they activate their personas, you're like,
well, it throws you off.
You're kind of like, what?
That's why I relate it.
And you're thinking like, that's why that warning was there.
Yeah, well, there's lots of warnings.
Okay, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah, well, because...
Boob physics?
No, it was like how
they activate their personas.
They shoot themselves in the head to activate their powers.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
In Persona 5, they don't.
In Persona 3, they do.
Oh,
Is that why it's called Reloaded? Coming into this blind, it's very shocking. Like, that's why there was like in the beginning.
Because at the beginning there's
a suicide warning.
There's a girl that's like, she's like, just do it, and you're like, whoa. And then when you find out what she's doing, it lightens the mood later because she's like, okay, she wasn't just.
So how they activate their power? They have these guns that aren't bullet guns. They're persona enablers. I don't know what else to call them. And they shoot themselves in the head, and then magic deities appear. That's your persona.
Yeah.
And then you can use your ability, but that's how they do it. It's like it totally, like, as a never before Persona player,
it's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a Metal Gear Solid 5. I talked about this a couple weeks ago, a Metal Gear Solid 5 wiener machine gun that comes out of a canyon after you've been a military, you know,
yes,
agent,
hardcore military dude,
and then that comes out, and you're like, "What in the world am I playing?" It's kind of like that, but it's a very good game. And that's, anyways, to answer your question, here it is. It's on the stream now. The expansions are all on as a perk on Game Pass, which is super cool.
Have you guys dived into the Game Pass perk system much?
I used to I used to get lots of Vigor stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I get it.
Figure would always have
every time. Every time, like, I complete a quest, I jump over. I'm like, oh, I completed the quest.
I feel like Xbox shouldn't hide it. It feels hidden.
It does. It's
not hidden anymore. They've listened to us. It's when you go into Game Pass, it's right there.
Yeah, but
they did it like after the episode we talked about.
Well, they should do more kind of what they did here. I mean, they mentioned it, but they should. I think they should promote it, actually promote it more.
I think they should promote it when there's good stuff. Like right now, I didn't want any of it. I guess the 3 months of Spotify is great.
Yeah.
But
does that work if you've used Spotify before for three?
If you've already used that perk, I think it just adds on.
Yeah.
But like right now, there's nothing standing out.
I wonder what would be cool to me, and maybe they do this, and that's how I knew about the Vigor stuff, is if there's any perks to games that you're playing or have played, like if it like shows it across your screen or something, or pops
that would
up.
Be
in
interesting.
Well, they pop up like the, you know how you get the quest system, like you completed a quest and that kind of brings you to that stuff. But
no, yeah. Like right now, there's I think there's like a World of Tanks or something. Well, it's games and that actually, I don't play.
You know, you're right, yeah. Mark. I mean, because up next to your achievement score, they now have your reward score too with the little Olympic medal thing. So yeah, I guess they are kind of trying to make it more front and center.
But this is not perks though. The perks are like the there's actually
oh yeah
a perk
you're right
button.
You're right. Sorry, I'm confusing the reward system with the perk. Okay, sorry.
No, ignore
everything I just said.
All the rewards
promote the reward system.
Yeah, that's super cool too. I mean. That's how I bought Game Pass Ultimate for 3 years. Because I realized that I had all these awards that I never rewarded.
Yeah, sorry, I got them confused. No, but yeah, you're right. The perks.
The perks is a button that's right front and center when you go to Game Pass. It's one of the, when you go in there, there's like five boxes on the bottom. It's the first one, or it's the second one from the left, which is really good real estate. So they're putting it there. It's just when you go in there. It's not for me. It wasn't any games. I went there last.
Nothing
week.
You were personally.
I go there
interested.
Like yeah. I go there every couple months because they last a couple months. But they're putting it. It was hidden before, and it was funny after our podcast, like 3 weeks after
they listen.
It moved to the
Xbox. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I have other ideas too.
So Spicy really enjoyed the Persona 3 unveil here that we're getting expansions. Yeah, I think. Do you want to talk about value to Game Pass? Including expansions like that that's not going to happen every time, but for big games, and Persona 3 Reloaded is a big title, an international title. To have that expansion there, that's huge value.
That's generally the model I thought that was taking place was you get the base game for free and then expansions you pay for.
And yeah. Well, yeah. And if you remember, the expansions did come with a discount if you were a Game Pass member, right?
Yeah,
so
there was
a small perk there, but...
It's like 12%, yeah. Something like that.
But that's why this was surprising because it's like, oh, they're just... Giving them.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Jordan, so Persona 3, I am the game I liked was that space game. I forget the name already. Why is my brain? I need more caffeine. Mm. Jordan.
Is it unknown or
what game stood out to you?
Alters.
Alters.
Oh yeah, Alters.
The Alters. I want to say Atlas all the time.
So Alters stood out to me, and then the first one, Unknown 9, stood out to me. But I think for me, what stood out the most is I knew they weren't going to wait till Dawn Trail to release Final Fantasy on Xbox. It's coming out the 21st.
March 21st, baby.
Isn't that literally your birthday?
My birthday is March 24th. Thank you very much.
Close enough. I'll celebrate it that day. Play a little Final Fantasy and celebrate
your
birthday.
For your birthday, I'm taking work off.
Can I tell you a funny story? My wife is like, hey, let's do something really fun this year. Like, blah, blah, blah. She lists all these things, and I was like, so you mean fun for you?
Yeah. On my birthday,
with your wife?
She's like, well, but it's a big deal. Let's make a big deal about it.
Oh,
like,
that's
like,
right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's for you. Like, I don't want to do any of those things.
Yeah, this year
you want to know what my best time is? Having nothing to go on, and I just sit at home.
Yeah,
I get to play games. I go get some snacks.
That's being a middle-aged man. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what that's called.
Thinking about death, my own mortality. Yeah. Then I play some video games.
Yeah,
an existential.
Are you gonna have that this year?
Yeah,
because this is a big year for you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it, but yeah.
All right. Well, hey, on your birthday or days before, I'm gonna play Final Fantasy.
I'm already playing it.
Yeah, you're a sprout.
I'm a sprout.
Yeah, proud of it.
I'm a Rogarer. I don't know how to pronounce the race that I am.
What? Oh, a Hrothgar.
A Hrothgar. I'm a Hrothgar.
It's basically a big burly dude.
Big dude.
That makes sense.
Big alien. The big alien dude.
Mm.
Massive biceps.
And what class did you? Or
Gladiator.
Gladiator.
Yeah. I'm already starting my Gladiator quest. So I jumped in on Final Fantasy Online. I tried to do it on the preview, but because I have previously played it, I didn't have the free preview anymore, so I had to sign up online.
Well, it was really weird because it still should have let you. Yeah, it was just, but you know, Square Enix is really known for not making it easy to play their game.
It really is not.
It's not intuitive.
So apparently, I'm going to have to purchase this again now when it comes to the Xbox.
Which, okay, that being said, I do think that part's fair. Like they cross,
yeah, I don't mind.
Like
I don't mind.
It's you know, cross play, cross save.
I'll have them for forever. It's one subscription though that I'll have forever on both, so I can go back and forth. But I'm enjoying, it's just nice. This is what I'm doing. I'm getting out of the headset that I've got to level up fast. I'm out of the mentality of I've got to like put in like 6 hours. And like yesterday I played for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
After the kids went to bed, I'm just going to relax here, go through some quests, do some gladiations.
I'll just do the main story quest and then your job quest.
Gladiations. I was a gladiator. I'm a gladiator. I got to do some gladiations.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. Gladiating. I don't know. How else did I say that?
Speaking of which, did you know?
This it was is fun, totally unrelated. It's fun to be back in.
It's totally unrelated. They're making a Gladiator 2. Did you know that?
What is it going to be? How do you continue on with that?
Honestly, I'd rather you just have it a different name.
Just call it Gladiator.
Call it something different.
Call it Gladius.
It is, who? In my opinion,
I'm just going to say this. It can be about his son. You know?
That's right.
Like, it's...
Actually, it's about
maybe his son secretly survives.
It's about the emperor.
But he's not a gladiator. Cool.
I know.
Like it, the whole point of the movie is like general. He's not going to go emperor to gladiator to emperor. That's stupid. It's not going to work.
I will say right now, because of how you know cinema and shows and everything, I'm very frustrated with this. But if they pull off one of the greatest movies of all time again,
Is Ridley Scott doing it? He might own it if he's the producer. He might own
it. I'll look it up. But
I'm hesitant. Any sequel?
Yeah.
I'm very hesitant.
At this point, yeah.
However,
why make it a sequel? Just call it something different. Just call it Roman Emperor.
Yeah, Having said that, that's a really good name. I think ChatGPT can think of a better name. Than that.
Yeah. I mean, why do you got to make it a sequel? Like, you're going to ruin the first one.
That's true.
Call it Gladiations.
Gladiations.
By Hallmark, by the Hallmark channel.
But, yeah, it doesn't include Russell Crowe's not involved.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
He ain't going to fit in that armor anymore.
It'd be cool if the sequel is he dies only to find out that in the underworld, because we're a Greek Roman mythology, in the underworld, he's still a gladiator and has to just now fight for Hades or something.
Hades was Greek mythology.
Well, whatever the Roman equivalent to that was.
I believe it was Pluto.
Hades seems way cooler.
I don't know.
Is Greek mythology...
Kratos sounds cooler than that.
Greek mythology is superior to Roman mythology.
I don't know.
Correct?
Well,
how is it that Romans dominated the entire planet, but Greek mythology... Like, Zeus is not Roman, right? Zeus is Greek.
Yeah, Zeus is Greek. The Roman Zeus is, I believe, Jupiter.
See, Jupiter sucks.
A planet? What do I need a
friggin'... Well,
I'm a fat man.
We did name our planets after the Roman gods.
Did we? Or did they name gods after the planets?
No, because Mercury is the same, like...
Yeah, but why don't I know the stories of Jupiter, but I know the stories of Zeus? Excuse?
Because Rome took over Greece and were like, we're going to steal your gods. And they just...
we're going to steal your gods. Our gods will... We know one day our gods will become planets. We want yours.
Am I correct? Because I'll be impressed, because that's like high school English, I think, when you learned, Hades is Pluto, Zeus is Jupiter. I forget the other ones, but I know like Mercury was one.
See, all my knowledge comes from God of War. That's all. I have no base besides God of War.
I think you didn't read like Homer's Odyssey in English class.
Do you really think I paid attention to that 25 years ago? However long it was, I don't know. Maybe I paid attention, but. Oh, I do remember there was a Cyclops and then hot naked chicks on the, you know, sing.
But Mark, that's why you're like, man,
you have to pay attention.
The Greeks.
You have to pay attention in school. Didn't you watch Xena?
Yeah, Xena and Hercules.
And Hercules?
Kevin Sorbo? Princess?
Yeah. I did. I missed that one.
You didn't watch Hercules?
No.
Oh,
I see a lot of clips of it and
Kevin Sorbo lives down the road.
Dang, those effects are great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, really?
Yeah, he lives up in, or he has a house in Park City.
Oh, wow. Well, everybody.
I mean,
has
who
a
doesn't,
house
right?
Park,
yeah.
Doesn't.
I think I'm going to get a house up there.
I mean, Post Malone, I think, lives there.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody lives in Park City.
Anyways.
No, so anyways, Gladiator, the movie coming out.
Oh, that's
cool. And what's funny is your reactions and my reactions.
Because it's like, that could be like, cool.
It's like, don't do this to me.
Well, just make it a separate title. Is it called a separate title or is it called Gladiator 2?
Because
Gladiator 2 sounds stupid, like as a title.
Almost as stupid as The Emperor. Remember what was my name that you said ChatGPT could come up with a better one?
Oh, yeah.
The Roman Empire. So
I already forgot it. It was that great of a name. how timeless is that?
I should have called it The Roman Emperor.
Isn't there already a movie called The Emperor with Joaquin Phoenix? Speaking of Gladiator, Joaquin Phoenix.
The Emperor? Well, there's The Emperor's New Groove.
Wasn't it terrible? I heard it was terrible.
The Emperor's New Groove?
Oh, no, it was called Napoleon.
Napoleon, yeah.
But wasn't
yeah.
it called The Emperor?
No, it's because he became Emperor. I heard it's terrible. Which yeah, I heard it was bad. Because I was like, oh, yeah, I could get behind this. Napoleon is a badass character. I'm reading a book about him right now. Genius. Yeah. He really is like, he was like, okay.
The world.
He's like, okay. The Prussians are masters of warfare. They've been dominating us. You know what this. I'm going to do? I'm going to switch things up. We don't need long caravans for food. I'm putting backpacks on my soldiers. No, every soldier is going to carry their own food. Like, and we think like, oh yeah, obviously, but no, at the time, that was and so he could outflanked everybody. Like it was, when I read a book about him, it's genius. He just got a little arrogant.
Then he got to Russia.
Happened to him. What happens to all of us? He gets a little arrogant, get knocked down a few pegs.
He single-handedly created the Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, didn't he literally go from like nobody to emperor?
To emperor to nobody. I mean,
I'd get a little egotistical too. You know what I mean?
It was a best friend relationship that he got mixed up in and totally created the Count of Monte Cristo. Once again, I get all my knowledge on Napoleon from the movie The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
And Kratos killed the God of War. I know that too.
So
that would be, I think that was Mercury. God of War is Mercury. I
thought, well, in the game, it wasn't it Ares?
Yeah. But we're talking about the Roman gods.
Oh.
Anyways, by the way, Final Fantasy Online. Who's going to jump in with me on?
Oh, I am, of course.
Spicy.
What's
Final
up?
Fantasy Online?
Yeah. And for anybody that wants
time, I'm just going to be blatantly honest. I just don't. I think have you will. Time.
Yeah, but why not?
I think you will.
Why not? It's an MMO.
Just play it when you want
to
play it.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Hey, why do you try to recruit me for MMOs?
Well, just
what's my personality type? Why do you go, Mark, I bought you 6 months of World of Warcraft.
So I didn't do that.
Well, Jono did.
Yeah.
But Jono bought you 6 months of World of Warcraft?
Because he knows.
I think you got a free mount from it.
Oh,
I don't know.
So there were self-serving purposes there.
Maybe, it's self-serving because he knows that I will literally lose my job.
You go all in.
Because I dive in. So when I get focused on something, And he wants that. He wants that part of his guild or part of his party.
Yeah, we'll just play when you want.
An MMO play? I think I can't do that.
Well, do what David's doing. Just play the main story. It's all you got to do. Don't worry about all the side stuff. Just play.
I am getting sucked into the Gladiusness, though. Side quests.
Well, wait till you like get into your actual job and everything.
I have to go fight some ladybugs right now. My latest quest.
Mm.
But exciting that that's coming to Xbox. I think what's interesting is Xbox has three now on it. They own two of the three, but three of the top MMOs. Their ESO. World of Warcraft's not there. I'm assuming World of Warcraft's going to come. I think that's probably going to be the next big shoe to drop that we'll get coming to console. But now Final Fantasy.
Well, I don't think you're going to come to console until you fix the problems with World of Warcraft. And I'm going to say it.
Say it.
Add-ons need to be out of the game.
You've said it many times.
Yeah.
He's saying it once again.
Go ahead and leave a comment. Add-ons need to be out of the game. In my opinion, they make Warcraft worse.
No, I think you just kill the game and move on.
Yeah, you could do that too.
I mean...
But you already announced an extra expansion, so you're kind of invested.
Put a team on that and then make another one and call it World of Warcraft.
They did, 2. And then it was Overwatch.
Well, I mean, but it wasn't called World of Warcraft, you know. It changed halfway through because, you know, I know that story.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can fix that game for a console when the add-ons are inherently built into the game. Like, the need for the add-ons is built into the game.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
They relied on it for so long.
I think if you just, like, cut cold turkey, like, you'd have... I don't know. I think the community might be split 50-50. But the problem is there some add-ons that the developer can just do. Like, guys, some add-ons, for example, add-ons in Classic WoW are quality of life. So, like Bagnon, it's just a quality of life add-on.
Well, that
it shows all your bag at once.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hit Shift-B and show all your bags, but it shows it all in one window, right? It's just a quality of life thing.
Can I tell you the problem with March 21st Final Fantasy?
It's on your birthday?
Dragon Dogma 2 is coming up same time.
Mm, it's gonna be a rough dude. I'm gonna celebrate your birthday hard on March 21st.
That only has 30 frames per second.
Just it's only 30
uncapped.
Frames per second.
Oh, that's right. It's uncapped. Never mind. We're cool. We'll definitely play that.
David, you should just move your birthday 3 days earlier because I'm gonna celebrate that day hard.
Well, let me see. I can't remember the. It's like it is in the 20s though. Release.
It's the end of the month.
Dragon Dogma
2. That's the next
March 22nd, the next day.
See, the thing about me with Final Fantasy is I'm, for the most part, all caught up and just waiting for Dawn Trail.
Yeah.
So, but no, I'll still play. Oh, if anybody wants to play with us specifically, they have a lot of different things. But we're Data Center's Crystal, and then we're on Zillaria, if you want to be like on our specific server.
I'm very much looking forward to Dragon Dogma 2. Or Dragon's Dogma.
It does look really cool.
It does look cool. And all of the previews that people are, everyone's saying, yeah, this is cool.
I'm gonna
pull it's up. It's probably my most excited game for this month.
Break it. I think I'm gonna.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that.
If I had to pick an excited game for this, I mean, I'm really excited that Final Fantasy 14 is coming to the Xbox, but the game is already out and released.
Yeah.
Like exciting new game.
Yeah. Why are dragons so appealing and their dogma?
Well, dragons are appealing because it's been the basis of fantasy lore for
Everyone likes a big bag dragon.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, I mean. The biggest, what do we have? Like, think about everything.
It's kind of what was slightly frustrating with the Dragonflight's, the new Dragonflight expansion when they let you be a dragon. They let you be like a frou-frou one.
A frou-frou.
Well, like, I don't want to be a frou-frou dragon. Like, I want to be a dragon.
Like, beat the magic dragon. I don't want to be that dragon.
No, it, like, be ferocious. They have eyeliner and stuff.
His name is Elliot. Thank you.
His name is Elliot. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Pete is the boy, his friend.
Pete's magic dragon is Elliot.
Is Elliot, that's right. Can I say the new version of that sucks? Have you seen the new one?
No.
The live one? It was one of the Disney live wrecks.
Wait. The other one was live.
This was modern live. This was
modern live, not cartoon live.
It was CGI instead of a drawing.
Which actually, the cartoon ones actually hold up.
Well, yeah, because they actually had to...
Tell a story?
They couldn't just go, we'll do it in post. They actually had to have a plan to make the shots.
I've been playing Pal World a lot with my kid, and apparently my kid was talking trash to Jordan about his Pal World playing.
Yeah, all day today.
He's like, man, you suck, dude. Is that the pal you're using? I heard he was like mocking you.
Yeah, he was like, we'll have all your pals. My dad does this. My dad does this. I was like, well, let me tell you something about your dad.
You gave him instruction?
Yeah, I said, well, let me tell you what your dad also is. No, I'm just kidding. It was really fun because I was watching them today for a little while.
You got a King
Paca. And we played. Yeah, we went and got King Paca.
I always keep King Paca in my...
Yeah, because he gives you a boost.
100. 100
extra weight.
That weight is key.
Your kids liked him because he belly flops.
He also belly flops, yeah.
But no, yeah, we were playing that. We were messing around with the base, building stuff, catching pals. I went through all my pal boxes with them. They're like, oh, yeah, we got that one.
Oh, nice. Oh, I'm up to huge eggs now, so I'm... They take 2 hours to incubate.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
but I'm still on like.
I got a dragon's egg too. Have you got dragon's eggs yet?
No,
bro.
Yeah, dragons.
Dragon's eggs
again. Dragons.
Yeah,
I mean that's they're the basis of fantasy lore for forever. Smaug was one of the originals.
Yeah, T-Buck says yeah,
and he was smart.
Yeah,
well, dragons are smart.
T-Buck is right. My son was like, "What level characters do you have, you bastard?" It's a fun time. Can I talk about Dune 2?
I thought we were talking about the
I can't wait anymore since we were talking about crappy movies. Here's one.
Well, why don't we talk about the Dune? Crappy? Why don't we talk about the Dune MMO?
Looks freaking cool.
Survival / my only concern is like, do I want a survival MMO?
Yeah, you do.
Well, here's the deal.
On Arrakis? Yes.
On Arrakis with a sandworm?
If it means I can do it in Arrakis and ride sandworms, yes, I do.
I don't think you can ride sandworms, but they're there. No, it does look very interesting, and
Have you seen it, Spicy?
I have, and because it's a... If it was a... Okay, you get the IP Dune. Why don't they make a story game? This is my frustration with, I think, how things are.
Yep.
They're making a survival MMO on top of an IP that is like a beloved IP.
Yeah, but Star Wars MMO has had success.
But survival...
Some success, yeah.
A survival MMO makes it feel like it's going to be in the desert and it's going to have nothing really to do. I mean,
well,
hints and you're going to have a little bit of spice here or there, you know?
Spice opens your mind, man.
But you get what I'm saying, yeah, right? It feels like it's another grab on latching onto an IP to get an already existing, and then throwing a skin on it, and it's not going to be anything related to Dune besides you know, ice worms and desert and flying bug ships.
Oh, those flying bug ships are freaking cool.
I feel like that's just how the world is. I feel like
that's my concern, though, if the game is good.
That's true. If it's good, then that's good.
It surprisingly,
if it's good,
I had the same hesitation. But then I watched it and I was like, oh, I kind of want to play that.
Well, I think the only reason I have hesitation is because New World tried to be a survival MMO hardcore PvP game, and they completely shifted because I don't know if they had a focus group or something, but like it wasn't there popularity wise. So I think, okay, well, I like survival games, I like MMOs. But it doesn't seem like combining them. It looks cool from what I've seen. And keep in mind, we have actually seen very little curated content.
When we call it an MMO, though, is it an MMO? Because a lot of things are called MMOs. And when we think of MMOs, we're thinking World of Warcraft traditional MMO.
Well, yeah, is there going to be raids?
So, for instance, what's the game?
Well, the studio that did this did Conan Exiles, correct?
Oh,
I believe it's the same studio that they did Conan Exiles.
Conan Exiles has a following.
I'm gonna pull this up,
but yeah. So I don't know. And you're right. Maybe it's not the MMO
Rust that some people call an MMO as well.
Well, because you can all get on the same server. Yeah. And, you know.
So is it that, or are we getting
maybe it's more of a Rust?
But if it's like Conan Exiles is an MMO, is a traditional MMO. It's not Rust.
Conan Exiles is a survival game.
Yeah, but it's not Rust, though.
But I don't think Conan Exiles is an MMO.
I think it is an MMO.
I think Mark's going to have to look it up.
Well, maybe I'm completely... Maybe I'm wildly wrong.
I
will say that.
Conan Exiles is an MMO. Okay.
Well, it's...
being in the world.
These are the same people that they made Conan, and now they're making this, right?
Yeah.
You might understand.
Okay, just being in this world, though, this world is friggin' cool. Like,
and see, Conan...
It is beautiful.
Conan was a game that had no story.
Paul Atreides skin. Oh, you get the Paul Atreides skin.
Oh, which, by the way, the developer, I mean...
Yeah, I don't think Conan's an MMO.
They came out and said...
I'm way wrong. Sorry, everyone.
They came out and said, we're specifically not doing religious themes in this game.
That's the movie, dude. The movie is... Oh, but just wait. I have so much to say about...
But see, that's I think a lot of...
The religious themes is the freaking... I mean, Star Wars, it's like saying we're not having Jedi in a Star Wars game. Well,
see, so take that information and then combine that with an MMO survival game. And what do you have? You have leeching off of the IP Dune.
You could do it in smart. The desert. You could do it smart, though, because if by that what they're saying is you can't be the main character, but it says a Paul Atreides.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense.
But on there, they showed a Paul Atreides skin. He's the main character, so you're not playing the main character.
Maybe, I mean, yeah. Well, you're not the main character. You're just a person, right? That is trying to survive.
But why do you have a Paul Atreides skin?
Well, they're probably going to sell it to you for $10.
Yeah, but if I have that skin, I am then the main character.
He's got a point, Jordan.
If I put on the Jordan skin, I become Jordan.
He's got a point.
Are you sure Are you sure it was his skin?
That's what it. Go rewind. Rewind that. Rewind that.
Go to.
Rewind that, Mitch.
Yeah.
Right. Rewind it back. That's right. There it is. Right there. Boom.
I'll pause it.
Okay. What are the details here? What does it say?
So it's just a skin. So I don't think you're.
But it says Modern Warfare 3 Warzone. So you can get.
Oh. So may. Oh. Okay.
So you can get. You can get that skin for Warzone.
Warzone. Okay. 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 Okay, so if you're not playing the main character, then then that makes sense.
There's so much. Here's the thing, we have been jilted so many times.
It's true,
it makes us nervous. Even the gladiator discussion
makes us nervous.
It makes us nervous.
Makes us nervous.
And when the developer comes out and says, you know what, we're changing the core dynamic of the story for this game. That's basically what they said in different words. How does that make you like?
I mean, if it just takes place on this on Arrakis,
that's probably what it's going to be.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But,
this world, everything is a religious faction. Like,
no, not everything.
What? Okay.
In fact,
only most
the first clan he's with is not a religious faction. Only people within that faction are religious.
maybe
the northern clan is not the southern clan is the religious fanatics.
But David, the friction behind that is what makes that story super intriguing. Yeah, true.
I think what they're doing is this: survive the desert.
But see, why latch on to the IP? I mean, because for money, it's a cash grab.
Yep. Well, no, I don't think it could be.
Well, it may be. To be fair, it does look like they're putting in effort.
It does look like they're putting in effort. Okay. And also,
if you watch the entire
the religious aspect of it, like all of this stuff is freaking cool. This is exactly this is the world, and you're one of the poor rebellion people in the desert. Surviving the caves.
You know, they could have made an MMO called Tremors. Remember that
movie?
I hope they do.
I mean, it'd probably be the same as this.
Yeah, but can you ride?
How does the sandworm move so smoothly in the sand?
It is a sandworm.
Now, see, now you're asking the right questions.
Because, like, if you really think of the physics behind it.
I want to see him ride it. Does he ride a sandworm?
You get a mount?
Yeah, if you get a sandworm mount.
Oh, my gosh. That would be one of the greatest mounts in any game ever.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to. They're talking about standing on the rocks and stuff when you're in the sand. And they talked about smaller sandworms and bigger sandworms.
And then you call the sandworms to you. You try to ride one. But if you mess up, you die.
That would be awesome.
I have never read nor seen either movie.
Dune?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going into this blind. You're like, you know nothing about Dune.
No, I know it takes place in a desert, and I know they have sandworms. I've never seen the movies, and I've never read the books.
This might be like a Halo thing. People that have not played Halo generally find the show okay. Maybe because you know nothing about it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's great.
Maybe I should not. Maybe we'll do that as an experience. For the sake of the game, I will not watch the movies. I will not. Yeah, first I will see you two. Research and I'll just go in blind, not knowing anything. I mean, I do know what is a. I do. I actually do know it is a fun game and not a fun game. So I mean, if the game is fun.
So look at the building in this. So this is this is the rust aspect that we're watching.
Yeah, this is I'll call it the Pal World.
See, and when they say MMO, I don't think it's gonna be. I think you're right. I don't think it's gonna be like World of Warcraft where we're all in Elwynn Forest together. Or whatever the first zone is.
Yeah, you're running past someone and you give them a buff.
Yeah, boo. Although that's what makes the world feel great. I think it's going to be more of a... I think it's going to be closer to Destiny. Because people classify Destiny as an MMO. I think it's going to be closer to that. I think there will be hubs. But because if it's a true MMO, you cannot have everybody building in the world. The world would disappear overnight. Because everybody would build stuff. So you have to have your own sections. And I mean, we'll see. So this was just a very early look.
The building aspect is just your own instance.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's player housing. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
The IP is so cool. Look at what we're watching.
So that's a big sandworm.
It is so cool.
Don't they like...
Who is this? Oh, he has blue eyes. He has blue eyes, dude.
I've been to the beach and gotten sand in my sandwiches. It's not good.
Well, you've got to watch Dune.
Yeah, do they just eat sand?
No. Dune is like hell.
These suits, even you have to wear these suits or you will die. That is his water system.
I just thought he was.
He pees into a suit and it turns it back into water.
So I just thought I just thought he had trouble breathing.
When you die, they go like this.
Yeah, they drink your blood, don't they?
All the water from your whole body.
Don't they take you drink your blood?
No.
Oh, that's what they described in the game.
No, they like
this is like
maybe they didn't see the movies.
This planet is like the worst planet in the universe. It just happens to have the greatest.
So spice
is what makes space travel work.
Yeah.
So without this planet, the universe is a terrible place. So and
now that's a mountain.
So it's fought over by all these faction stuff. Like a really interesting world.
Dude, it's freaking
well,
and it's hell. Like.
Hell yeah,
this is
well, even in this, he said, which I assume is in the books and the movies. He said, when you travel during the day, you stick to the shadows. They call it the black sun or something. Like, I don't know. And then you travel at night.
Okay, you just gotta watch gotta watch the movies, man. Just watch. Even if you just watch the first one,
read the books.
You'll have a good handle on it.
Well, I've heard the movies are very good. Dude. I've not heard much about the books.
They've made several movies from the books. That'll give you an idea. And these books were... When were these written?
Like the 70s, I think. Late 70s? 80s? Dude, but yeah, it's cool. Denis Villeneuve. I think is.
I thought you weren't supposed to drink your own pee.
Well, okay. Are we talking Waterworld or what are we talking
about?
Well,
that's okay. Okay. So there's a different set of rules.
This is sci-fi. The suit filters out all the bad.
Yes, because I was thinking Kevin Costner.
Yeah. You know? No, see, this is not Waterworld.
Okay.
Same budget. But you know, in the future, the suits it takes your sweat.
Imagine Waterworld in the desert and good.
Well, Waterworld was
no,
you know. I think it was good as a product of its time.
At SeaWorld, I saw the Waterworld show when I was a kid.
See, cool. That was good.
That was cool. It's kind of cool, actually. All right, that does us for today. Let's go because I want to talk about Dune 2. I saw the movie. Everybody, if you want to jump in and listen to what also, my thoughts are on the movie. You got to watch the show, dude. You just got to watch the show.
It seems inefficient.
They're super cool.
Well, okay, so. To answer your question,
I'm going to be that annoying. No, I'm going to be that annoying outsider. Like, why did they do that?
Go fly to Microsoft Flight Simulator, and you'll find out why.
Okay. I feel like it would use more fuel than a regular jet.
Jordan, it's cool. Okay, that's the entire reason of the Firefly ships.
Why a Death Star? You know why? Yeah.
But why male models?
Guys, thank you very much for tuning in and hanging out. It's going to be a big month. We're excited. Dragon's Dogma.
Maybe I'll watch Dune tonight.
I have it on Blu-ray. I would recommend. Yeah, I also watch it with closed captions, yeah, the first one, because there's a lot of whispering.
You tricked me the other day. You're like, oh, hey, Dune is up there. You should watch it. And I went to watch it. It wasn't in there.
It was my Series X.
You blue-balled me with Dune.
Blue-balled you.
Story's decent in the movies. Cinematography's fantastic. And sound is really good, too. That's fine.
See you on the members' lounge, everybody. Bye-bye.